conversation.
So somebody knocked at the door. It was one of his neighbors. She came in, borrowed a mask.
To torture her child into behaving because he's an awful little kid. His name is Caleb. He's just impervious to pain.
I would be very angry, too, if my name were Caleb.
Oh, this kid is... I've seen him do some, like, Evel Knievel-type shit and walk away. He'd, like, dust himself off, take off running plane. I'm like,
how old is he?
3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. You're rubber at 3.
So. Dude, I mean, this kid does some shit. I'm like, oh, my... He played chicken with a kid on a bike, and he won.
He's standing without a bike?
Yeah. He does that shit. He just, like, jumps in front of kids or like, on a bike, and he knows they're not going to hit him. Or they'll hit him, but he won't get down. He'll just, like, grab their handlebar. I just seen this kid do some rough shit. That's what I said. He's the one who, like, was monkey bite-the-face gene kicking in, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was that kid. You know, I mean, I've seen that lady beat the shit out of the kid. It doesn't faze him. It like, nothing.
So it's like a scary, like, devil mask or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was when I carried his Halloween mask, you know, from way back when, and he's scared of it. So that's the only thing that kind of like, okay, I'll act not normal. You know, I don't like that shit. Nah. You know, that's the only thing.
That's odd.
It's very odd. But,
Wow.
What were we talking about? Roaches or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, bottom line is next time I gotta, I actually already got on the list for next Friday. So that would be the last little squiggly little friend. That little fucker grossed me out, man. But yeah, they were there. I pulled up. Ugh, it's just gross. But we told them, I was like, you know, if you don't get this shit taken care of, if you're losing people, you know, I'm moving the fuck out. You never have a problem me paying my rent. I don't complain. I was like, I keep to myself, you know, fuck y'all. I didn't pay my deposit for my dog. Kick my ass out. Fuck y'all. I pay a lot of fucking money to live here. You know, so I don't let his ass out inside anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I told you, because he wants to fuck every dog out there. It's spring.
Spring.
It's a new gonna do. Mm. Anyway.
Wow. Okay. I was like, well, I guess I'll wait here.
Until he comes back. Where were we?
You were talking about roaches.
It's not working. Because I fucking took it. Harry.
He's opening it.
It didn't work.
He's not afraid of the mask. You're going to have to get a different mask. We have it all recorded, ma'am.
We just recorded your felony.
Anyway.
Bottom line is, I don't like bugs.
So who does?
Well, no, there's a difference between bugs. Like, I have no emotional... one time when I was in my old house in the garage, I would kind of hang outside for a while and listen to the radio and ponder.
Man cave.
Yeah, kind of man cave, kind of set up. And, you know, yeah, I knew there was bugs in there, but they didn't really bug me. You know, like the... Anyway. It was June bugs at the time. I didn't mind them. I was like, just June bugs. Like, just grab them. Like, they're stupid bugs. Just throw them, you know.
Yeah.
But roaches, those big flying ones, I have no mercy for the fire. Like, die. Just want to punish you for entering my space, you know. So these creatures have been here for millions and millions of years. Yeah. You know, they're going to be here well after you.
It's only 6,000 years. And that's
Shut
it.
Up. Sarah Palin.
Did you hear that there's a conspiracy behind Sarah Palin and how Sarah Palin's, how that was actually the son that she says was hers was actually the kid's son or something like that? It was on Gawker the other day.
What kid's son? The oldest?
I think so. Trig is the name of the kid. It's like, oh, my
that's
goodness.
Something he'll never solve.
It's like, hey, name him. It's like, oh, something fell out of my vagina. Name it something stupid and make sure it doesn't read.
Are we making fun of a child?
Yeah, we are. Well, it's more Sarah Palin.
I know.
Speaking of which, I'm reading the new, I'm listening to the new Tina Fey book. I couldn't listen to it at work. It was too funny. Mm. Oh, man, it was just...
Did you watch the last episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to see it on demand.
Ah,
demand.
On demand.
Anyway, yeah, it was it's a good episode. Actually, even like the community, we were talking about that. I think we already repeated ourselves already.
Well, some of that's probably not too well of audio.
I need your iPad because I need to get into my crazy birds, mad birds, whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, and I also have Angry Birds Rio for the movie Rio.
You shut your mouth.
Games. There's Angry Birds and then there's Angry Birds Rio. This is still the free. My sister has the full version for.
What's that? You want me to buy it?
No. You can buy it on your PC.
It's not the same.
Well, buy it, get the iPad too. It's a faster processor than that. It's much stronger than that one. I was playing around with one at the Apple Store a few weeks ago, and it's
I gotta go to the Apple Store to buy that.
Like, man, it's nice.
I gotta buy the Apple Care for his phone.
Yeah.
So definitely gotta do that. I was like, dude, I was so want one. I was like, wait for the Apple 5.
That's why I was waiting on five. They said June. Usually it's June, but now they're saying it might be pushed back to January or February, so that way the AT&T and Verizon can sync. And they're saying they're going to release the white iPhone probably in a week or two.
Yeah, why is it like such a hot commodity now? Is it because people can't have it like that or something?
Yeah, basically that's what it is. And usually a guy I work with, he was like, well, you know, the white iPhone, usually the no, that one won't move. Usually the white iPhones, the women usually like them. Because the white iPads are selling really, really well too, apparently. Because this one's black.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's and mainly because you know when it used to back when the iPads first started or iPods, they were all white. Everything was white.
Yeah.
And it was only one model. Now there's four models.
It's just a very just clever thing, dude. I mean, this is.
It fills a niche, and it was.
Why
it's
does
not
my life feel perfect when I hold it?
Yeah. It's funny because everybody was like, oh, this is a dumb device. It doesn't blah, 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 blah. 15 million later in 10 months. It was not even 10 months. 15 million from April to December.
It's insane, dude.
And everybody's trying to play catch up to it. And everybody.
Dude, they were so far ahead of the curve. It's like nobody's going to catch up. Like BlackBerry's one. It just.
No, well, RIM probably won't be around in 2 or 3 years. There won't be. It'll be gone.
It'll be gone. That's why I'm.
It's going to be Android.
I'm giving up on this one. I was holding on to BlackBerry because I did like.
I love BlackBerry. I had BlackBerries for 3 years.
I'm starting to have little problems here that are kind of annoying
really?
Me. Really? Yeah. Would you like me to explain
Please.
To you?
Please.
All right. I have a BlackBerry Torch.
BlackBerry Torch, yeah.
My BlackBerry Torch is pretty good. Reasonably fast internet on there. I can download, videos, anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, especially, like, picking up videos on YouTube. Hell, I mean, if they want to listen to music. Yes, thank you for doing that. Listen to videos on YouTube. It pulls it right up really fast. And
except.
It's not. Well, no, it's an except. There's times when it'll totally just crap out on me. Like, the screen will freeze up. And, like, on the main screen, and I have to hit the phone button to go back to the main screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll, like, register this, finally, like, I can make a movement on the screen. But if I do, like,
A lot of that is the BlackBerry OS. Mine would do that. It starts to get bloated.
Yeah. Well, I honestly don't start my phone very often. I try to consciously do it, but most of the time I just leave it on. It's a fucking phone.
Phone. You leave it on.
Yeah, it's pretty much becomes your fucking everything.
Yes.
I mean, this is like your personal item. This is like yours. You don't share this with anybody. This is mine.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's how I feel. I feel very guarded with my phone.
Yes, yes.
You know, I never ask anybody, hey, let me see your phone. As far as if they do see it, I was like, hey, okay, cool. You know, they like it. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm very open.
Moved your phone earlier, it's like, I'm moving your phone.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No,
it's
because
just,
I don't.
You something feel very
I don't
conscious
like,
about it.
No.
Yeah. I'm very guarded with my phone.
Yeah.
I'm very guarded. Like, actually, I can't believe when I was at the ball game, I left it out there, but I was like, I kind of know everybody in this booth.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
And I will kill every single one of you without remorse.
Well, anyway, they had, I just left it there. But anyway, it kind of gets a little buggy. Like, eventually, like, actually, like, say if I want to go to my main screen where I want to make a phone call and
hey,
I had to listen.
My name's there.
You have the list there, right? Okay, I want to go ahead and I want to scroll down and save. I want to see Matt's. It highlights everybody else's.
No.
I didn't mean to do that. Mm. I didn't. And see, I'm trying to do one. And this, I want to do that. Just acts a little wiggy. Seeing like this, it's either oversensitive. I want to say it's partially because it may be the screen shield that I have on it. I just haven't really.
Yeah, I don't like those. I never was a fan, but.
Well, I want to protect my phone. You know, like this.
That's
I
why I bought the OtterBox for this, because
I haven't come across. I mean, I usually
there's not a good one for the torch though. That's
I saw
the
one today. It was like $35. I was like, yeah. I was on the fence. Sorry, I'm trying to move my chair. It's too close to the wall. I was on the fence about buying it. I was like, yeah, I don't know, because I'm really picky about my phone cases. I don't like wearing them on my hip.
I've gotten used to it.
I find it kind of. I always have a pocket, so I always have it in my front pocket. Always,
if I'm wearing jeans, no, yeah. I wear it. I think if I'm wearing slacks, yeah. And the pockets are loose, then yeah, I will.
Yeah, but most of the time I usually have a shirt pocket and always put in my shirt pocket.
Oh or, no, I don't. Like
well, that. No, I don't lean over or anything.
Did you see the episode of the IT Crowd?
Fucking, I know exactly. He's one of the greatest characters.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, there's not really a good case for the torch.
Well, yeah, there's not. So, like, most of the time, I know this, the outside, I'm going to get some nicks or some, you know, yeah. So I make sacrificial, except, you know, hits that I know I'm going to get.
Yeah.
Like, I know I got a few scratches on it from the my keys, or it may have been there with my little pocket knife that I have. I may have put it in my pocket for, like, just a moment, and I'm like, fuck, I take it out.
Yes.
But I'll look on there, and I was like, fuck, I got a lot of scratches on my screen protector, but I was like, fuck, at least I had that screen protector on there. Yeah. So, but anyway, I think it's just maybe that I need to get a new screen protector, and that's what I'm thinking, but it still shouldn't, you know, highlight like that, because maybe it's just the pressure is wrong on it.
Well, yeah, mine, I always, I dial it down just a hair, yeah, I noticed that.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
The screen protector is
coming up
on the edge.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm thinking maybe it just maybe that. Maybe
it wouldn't hurt to change it. I mean, you're not. How often you? They never tell you how often you're supposed to. When you buy it from a place, they're like, oh yeah, buy it every 3 months. It's like yeah.
But they have one that was like It's like $22, I think. They have it at Best Buy. Okay, that was a fucking other trip. Okay, because I was looking for one just to see it, but a guy gave me at work gave me one.
Oh.
So you know, he goes, "This is for touchscreen because he has iTouch, and he uses it on his iTouch." And so he's like, "You know, these are especially for the touchscreens."
Yes.
So you could cut them down to the size of your screen. So I kind of sized it down, and you know, it's done its job. Anyway, so I went. You know, before that, when I had just got the phone, I didn't take it off because I had it came with the. Plastic seal over it, you know, this plastic protective screen. Yeah. I didn't take it off yet, so I had the screen. So I went to the Best Buy. They had the screen protector. I mean, it's a really nice screen protector, heavy duty. It's meant for its design.
The Zag or something like that?
Something like that. I don't know.
I forgot the name. I know.
But
they
have a good, they look pretty decent. You know, they're like really heavy duty. They're like they're supposed to be worth money. But I was like, maybe I should do it. Let me talk to Lisa. You know, I was like, all right. Yeah, that time we're still kind of budgeting. It's like, well, let me go and do that. And I'll wait it. And then, you know, it's kind of fortunate. A friend, he was like, hey, I have an extra one. I was like, cool, fuck it, put it on. But the guy, you know, at the store, what turned me off instantly was because I was going to get it. But the guy, when he told me, he goes, because we could put it on for you for $8.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? He's like, we can put the screen on for your phone for $8. I'm like, you know, I had like my it stopped my brain, you know, stopped my train of thought, and I was like, "Who the fuck would pay $8 to put their fucking screen on the phone?"
I saw that. I saw somebody pay to get it done when I was getting this phone replaced.
Yeah, and I was totally floored. I was like, "People pay for that?"
I hate screen protectors. I've never had any luck. I always get a bubble, but I still would never pay to have it put on.
I like fucking make sure I have a. You know, fucking lint-free environment. I make sure, you know, I'm really careful with it. I'll keep eyeballing it for a while. Like, actually, I fucked this one up because this one, for the longest time, it had a Sharpie outline around the outside of it.
Oh.
But you couldn't see it because it was black on black.
That's racist.
Just like crime. Twofer!
Wow.
I worked it in!
Thankfully, because I don't know if the other one's that good.
Anyway. So eventually, by the time I was like ready to cut it and everything like that and put it on the screen, I had painted it on the wrong side. So that's why it was on this side. It was supposed to be on the other side where it would just peeled off and it would have been clean screen.
Yeah.
So I wrote on the wrong side, but at least I didn't write in the part that was visible. So, I mean, you honestly couldn't see it. Like, I was like, oh, fuck, I wrote on the wrong side. I was like, well, it's still acceptable. So I had to put it on. It worked.
Yeah.
And eventually it just wore off. But, yeah, the guy at work, he was like, man, he goes, you put them on fucking perfect. That happened because it caught on my pocket.
And then
it just got, it's just over time, it's just got dirt and, you know.
All it takes is one little flake of dirt, and that's it.
It's like it's starting to catch.
That's why I hate screen protectors. That's why I bought this OtterBox case, because it has one built in.
See, like, this is already fucked. But I'm not going to take it off. Not until I get another one.
I'll yeah, of course.
Buy another one. But, yeah. So, but I know my screen is picture perfect under it. You know, I'm not going to fucking risk that. That was, like, the first thing I did to get it for it. So I didn't get that for Corey today when I went to go buy his iPhone. Actually, it's still on his desk. It's charging up. You know, I promised that kid his iPhone before, but they fucking AT&T just fucking bit the big one. You remember my whole horror stories I told you with them.
That's when you first moved over to AT&T, or
no? I've been with them for a while, and I was trying to get a phone, and they lost the order. Remember, I had paid for the phone; they wouldn't refund my money.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? I was just like, "What the fuck is going on?" Okay, well, I was trying to get the iPhone for Corey, and you know, me and Lisa had already discussed it, and we were gonna go ahead and add him onto my phone under another, that plan. They had approved it. Boom, it's gonna be shipped to my house. And, you know, we're calling because they hadn't, you know, it's like you should get a confirmation email from Apple confirming, you know, some like activation.
Yeah.
And you should receive that. If you don't receive that email within 24 to 48 hours, call us back. Fair enough. Waited one day, didn't hear from. Okay. Gave another day. Waited 2 days, didn't hear from. Waited 3 days. I was like, I know Apple's not this bad. You know, so I was like, I called up to them. And I was like, okay, I already paid. It's hit the account, boom, paid, out of the account. And, you know, shows the deduction, AT&T. And we're like, okay, cool. They have my money. I wonder where my phone is. They never processed it. Never. And it just fucking threw me off. And I was just like, motherfucker. Not again. Anyway, that was just a whole fuck up. They fucked up me giving them more money at the time. And anyway, well, now we have finally gave him an iPhone. That's why he didn't get it that time, because AT&T just bid it on trying to get that order fixed. And now he has that iPhone, but, you know, I was going to register. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to let him do all that shit. That's his phone.
Yeah.
Then I don't want to take that from him, you know. So I have it on there just charging. But it was an iPhone 3GS. It's like it's $50. It's like it's kind of like win-win. You know, it's like actually my bill's going to be cheaper. You know, just for having him on there with me, it's going to be like somewhere like $140 before taxes. I mean, it's not too bad for two lines. And I think he'll be all right with the data package. I don't think he'll go over with it. But anyway, I lost my train of thought.
Went over with it. Yeah, I don't know where you're coming from.
I have no idea. Oh, I was just talking about getting him an iPhone. Finally got an iPhone. Let him register the shit himself.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will get the iPad too instead of just buying an iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, for you, I think that would be a good direction to go. I think the iPad 2.
I think you ought to buy an iPad 2 and sell me this one.
$400 with the case. Because that's an $80 case. And it's 64 gigs.
Mm-hmm. If I do that, I could buy iPad 2 with the 16 gig. Damn it.
But you don't have the case.
That's true. But I would have that cool rolly thingy.
That's very nice. A guy at work has one, and we were playing around with it.
Is there one that's like can retrofit to this?
No, but guys were gluing magnets onto their iPads. Yeah. If you go to Lifehacker or Gizmodo, there's guys who are doing that.
I
got to
see if people fuck up their iPads doing that. Hold on. I got to see this. Why would you fuck up a beautiful thing like that?
I don't know.
Would you?
No.
Like, I was going to tell you. I was like, did you want to, by chance, buy a laser? the green laser beams that I have?
No, because I don't want to go blind.
No, they're $20. I was going to buy one, too. And just basically just document how we take them apart and turn a 5-watt milliwatt laser to a 125-watt milliwatt laser, basically cranking the ampage of it.
What does it have? It has a governor in it or something?
Yeah. And basically cranking that bitch all the way up. And also, we can burn... that's what I was asking if you had a soldering iron.
Oh.
Because you burn the safety off of it.
Oh.
And after you burn the safety off of it, it then generates heat. So you can pop balloons.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you could light matches on fire with it.
So you're talking like a second-degree burn?
Yeah.
From how long afar?
Jeez. You're like, I must have this. Tell me more. Now you're interested, huh, fucker?
Sold.
That's what I was seeing if you wanted to, for by chance, partake in
for
this.
For by chance.
For by chance, this little adventure into modifying a laser. Just to see if we can burn shit. We're not kids anymore. We can afford cool shit.
That's a huge problem. I just like, well, I could just buy that. And
I know.
That's why I'm a terrible person to buy for like Christmas or birthdays or something like that.
Because I can buy anything you want.
It's
exactly.
Like, I don't have to wait until an arbitrary date. I'll just go buy it. The iPad, I just bought it.
Do you remember how I was a total fucking gadget whore? You remember, like, I'm not that. I mean, I'm not.
Well, no,
not,
you don't have the time to do it. Really,
I don't have the time, and you know, like I said, I have a family. I don't have the resources as much as I used to, but I kind of do. But I'm more responsible. It's like I learned the difference between wants and needs now.
I'm glad I'm not.
Oh, exactly. I mean, no. But you know, like I blow $300 on something completely different. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But you know, I won't. I kind of blow my money in certain ways like that. I know I can do it out of the ways more constructive, but you know, this will come along every so often. I don't do it that often. But buying, I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I'm just rambling.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's why I'm sitting here waiting. It's like, where is he going? Is he coming back?
I don't know where I was going with that.
Spending money.
Oh yeah, just spending money. I learned the control, like the needs and wants. Now I'm just like, I can do without it. I don't care. Like, you know, the whole, I gotta watch this movie here. I don't give a shit. I'll wait. You know, I wait. That's what I'm saying. I built patience, and it was like, I'll wait till it drops price. I've learned to be a lot more patient. That's what I've learned at my age. I'm not as impulsive with buying things anymore. I look at things now, and I look, can I use these in the long term? That's how I look at things.
Yeah, if I have something that's similar to something I want to get, it's like, can I repurpose this? Can I?
Yeah.
Is there, if I can repurpose the old thing and use it?
Do you remember how many computers? I used to have a ton of computers.
Yeah, you had more than me at one point.
Yeah, I fucking loved having computers, dude. Because I would like fucking just fuck with movie shit over here. I go fuck with music over here. It was awesome. I was into my own fucking world. I already took you to go take a walk, you piece of crap. Move.
Don't talk to me like that.
But my dog wants to get attention. Anyway, where were we going?
You had a lot of computers.
Oh, computers, yeah. But now I'm down to one laptop. It's not even really mine. It's my dad's. You know, I make sure they have computers. Like my stepson. Dude, we spoiled the fuck out of that kid. Just bought him a fucking phone, you know?
Yeah.
Have you seen his TV? His TV's fucking ridiculous. His TV in his bedroom.
No.
He's got his own, you know, he's got a fucking setup in there, like, you know, like, who the fuck would want to leave this? I mean, and, you know, why blame him, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've gotten back up to that point again. Like, I learned to, like, fuck it. I'll buy him this instead of me.
I see these bubbles in this thing.
It's annoying. Yeah. I'm going to go buy a new screen tomorrow. Hit the trick. Dude. Hold on 1 second.
What?
Something else. There's one thing that was like, oh, if nothing else, we need to talk about blah, blah, blah.
Horrible scar
on
my hand.
Oh, the oil reserves. You were telling me about that like a while back. There are oil reserves in Katy, you're saying?
Yeah, there's huge salt domes. You know, probably I shouldn't talk about it on the air.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make it sound more important.
Okay. Because I didn't realize there were salt domes this close to Houston. I thought
there's huge salt domes out there that are like, I don't know how many, like millions of gallons, but that's some of the natural, our strategic natural reserve of oil. And the only other time we let some of that out was during Katrina. That was the only other time that we had that there's oil released from there. But yeah, they're in like these huge salt domes out there west, like going towards I think the other side of Katy. To the interwebs.
I didn't know this, and I didn't realize that there were.
Man, you gotta realize how fucking big Texas is, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I know that the water table isn't. Oh, the bikini waxing video? Did you send me that?
Okay. I sent that a while back.
Yeah, you sent me that a while back. I'm going through all this stuff that we've collected over the last month. That this goes on the that ship where it goes over the wave. Did you see that? In the tsunami wave?
Yeah. I seen that one.
Okay.
I really wish I could find that video for you. The one that I mean, it was a really.
Thanks for over-promising and under.
I'll look for it. I get distracted very easily.
No, you.
Yes.
The energy ribbon, that was an interesting story.
Yeah, I knew that one.
But the problem with something like that is that, to me, this stuff that's unexplained, which is understandable because it's so huge that it may not be able to be explained tomorrow. So automatically people go, it's the God of the gaps. It's like, oh, well, that's God. Dude, oh, well, that's God. And it's like, it's just...
It's the unexplained and the unexplainable. That you'll never have any concept or any notion or any way to perceive.
Well, may, but it just won't be us. It'll be 4 or 5 generations down the road. Yeah,
ultimately, like people don't really take a look at it and like to realize that this hunk of rock that we're floating on won't be here in a couple billion years.
Yeah, and it'll all be gone, and no one will care. Nothing will care. It just
the only way that
it just goes away, and that's it.
The only way that our species, we're intelligent enough, we know that this planet has an expiration date.
Yeah,
and that once the once it's used up, it's used up.
That's it. It's finite.
Yeah, it's
relatively speaking, it's finite, but in our terms, it's basically infinite. Because
we live on such a little speck of its existence. Well,
like humanity is like
that's where everybody's like, oh, the Earth. We could look at all this radiation that's gonna destroy the Earth. So I was like, no, the Earth will be fine.
Yeah, we won't.
Oh no, 10,000 years in Earth. Terms in his existence is nothing.
It's barely a heartbeat. It's barely like a goong. It's not even the whole fluctuation of the heart.
That'll be a ice age.
Yeah.
That's it. That would be an ice age.
I hate Gwyneth Paltrow, but look at her. Please stop singing country music, Gwyneth Paltrow. Please.
She thinks she can sing.
Wow, and that movie, I think the movie made $7 at the box office, thankfully. And let's hope she sang in the country at first their country music awards. Secondly, Gwyneth Paltrow sang at it. What were they thinking? Why would you do that? I mean, I don't know, but the movie that I like her in was Royal Tenenbaums. I think she did great. There's something else I saw her in, and I was like, oh, she's an Iron Man. It's interesting. Wow. Holy crap. What is he doing?
He does a little paw flicker where he'll stand up. It looks like a little prairie dog.
But he's making that noise just by himself without.
Yeah, that's him.
I think he's trying to talk. I'm dead serious. It sounds like hello, hello. Wow. You never thought of that, did you? That honestly. Honestly, I thought it was like one of those babies that you, and I was like, why would they have that? There's no, Lisa's the only woman, and
come here.
And she's not, and she's a bit old for a doll that talks.
Come here.
He's just trying to communicate with you.
Yeah, no, he wants me.
No, but he's trying to communicate you with English. He's not like bark, bark, bark. He's like saying, Steven, hello.
Oh, hey, man. My dog is not talking.
That dog sounds like he's talking. I'm gonna go back on the. I'm about to say the tape, on the recording, on the digital.
Yeah,
recording.
I know when he wants my attention, he does that because he knows he gets early response because he does the paw flicker. Like, I know this dog.
But he's going, hello, hello.
I mean, I know he's talking to me. I don't pick up on it. Like, I'm pretty sure nobody else does. But, I mean, I know what
I
he
did.
Wants. Right there, like that.
Well, that's a whimper. But the other thing where he's going, hello, hello.
Yeah, with the paws. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he's talking.
Yeah, he always does that.
No, he's talking. You don't understand. He's speaking English. He's not like
my dog can speak English.
Pretty close.
Well, we have some way to record this on video. I don't think my camera's good enough. Do you have a camera that's good enough?
Yes.
I'll see if he can do
only
that.
Only I had an iPad 2, it had.
It's true. That thing is really cool. Yeah.
The iPad 2?
I wonder how we could ask Apple to give us one.
Yeah, I mean, Apple does not do that.
They gave one to what's his name? Stephen Colbert, but he's Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, you had to be Stephen Colbert or Ozzy to get one. You're not, I mean, they don't give them, they don't do sponsorships or anything like that. I mean, heavy.
Yeah, they register. They know where every piece of their equipment is.
That's the interesting thing, yeah. Even I got this phone, and, you know, I get the email, hey, you just bought an iPhone. Here's what
it's
you
exactly
need to look
what
for.
It's exactly what it popped up on.
And then when I got the replacement, it said, hey, you got an iPhone. Here's what to look. And the weird thing is, I guess, well, it's a new phone, so.
What?
Boy, okay. Come here. Hello, Steven. I'm your dog, Bud. See? I just picked that up on report. So are you okay with talking about how your dog bit you, or should I just not?
Oh, okay. Well, it's passing over with. Well, my dog has a nemesis who is a Chihuahua Beagle mix, weird dog mix. And no, it's a Shih Tzu and a Dachshund. And it's Bud's nemesis. And
the single eyebrow baby.
Yes. And when they see each other, like, Bud's hair on the back, from all the way to his tail, all the way to the back of his head, his hair just stands straight up.
Wow.
And these dogs, they just lock eyes, and they're just like, just like instantly, they're like, come on, bring it, like, bring it, motherfucker, like, ah! And they just both are just coming at each other.
But yet the dog doesn't talk, and I'm weird for saying that.
Well, I'm telling you what they're saying. In dog talk, I learned how to break it down. Well, anyway.
Dog talk.
You're horrible, sir. Okay. Anyway, he had. Did you talk about that right there?
No, that's a whimper. What he did earlier, that was like, hello, hello.
Because he does it with his paws. Just watch. He eventually knows he'll get my attention when he does it.
I would too if I said, hello, hello. You'd be like, what do you want, Rudy?
Go to your bed. Go.
Go to bed. Bud is basically our mascot. Long time ago, Steven said he was going to draw a picture of Bud, but I gave up on that hope.
Dude,
and I'll just use the picture that I just took earlier, and I'll use that.
Like, my job eventually took a turn for the better, but when the better happened, it killed my free time. Because at work, you know,
he's a big wig. He has a big pull down at the Cracker Factory.
The biggest. That's the coolest part. I was like, I don't know how the fuck I got the job, but it's awesome. I just tell people what to do.
Yeah.
That's it. I was like, this needs to be done. Thank you. And that's it.
Thank you, mein Führer.
Anyway. I have no idea where I was going on that one either.
That really didn't have a point. That was just sort of... No, because I was complaining about you not getting the picture of... Drawing the picture of Bud.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, it killed my free time. And because I used to have a lot of free time in my free time. Because I got to the point where I knew the cycles at work were, you know, I was able to, like, okay, I know our busiest time of year is going to be summer. Slowest time of the year is going to be the end of the year between December, January, which is true. I tell you every year, I was like,
yeah,
I'm going to be totally dead. I have nothing to do. I had to find stuff to do just to look busy. Like, I spend most of my time looking busy than I've ever been. Believe me, I did look busy.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, my boss would just leave me alone. And she would let me, I would just go off and just kind of, you know, I did my work.
Yeah.
So she would see me, most of the time I was on the phone or something like that, just hearing somebody complain or whatever, you know. I would just zone out and just continue to draw. And, you know, and she actually, she still has one of my pictures. And it was during my whole AT&T. I think you've seen it when I tweeted it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember
Yeah,
that.
She has that picture. She has that drawing. And she kept it. She's like, really liked it. But I would just draw really, like, stuff I didn't even know I was capable of doing. And, you know, to me, it was just fucking doodling because I was bored. And then, you know, it was kind of one of those things, like, somebody stumbled along and, like, did you know you can do it? I was like, can't you? Yeah.
The drawing is held in the pencil. You're just setting it free.
There you go. As cheesy as it sounds, like,
Michelangelo.
I didn't know I could draw. And, like, I really didn't find out until later. Because I kind of honestly, boom, relayed it back to one day. It was like I was in third grade.
Uh-huh.
And I remember this kid in my class, Johnny, he could draw. And I was like, I could draw too, you know. But, you know, at the same time, I would sketch everything until I find the shape. And then eventually I would erase it and find until the shape, you know, found it. And I drew it, and I remember that he's like, hey, you drew it, like hairs all over it. And I was like, just because his criticism, what he said to it, like that, it fucking killed it for me.
Really?
I remember that was the last time I ever drew anything. And, you know, like, I would pick it up at, like, an art class, you know, like, I remember I could draw anything. And I just really came real easy. I don't know why, you know, but other than that, I would just tuck it to the back of my head. I didn't really would pursue it. You know, just drawing, whatever, just kind of calm my mind. And, you know, I would do it at work. I would always just draw, like, elaborate cartoon frames on, you know, sheets of paper while I was just talking to people just to kill time and just kind of eventually refined, you know, and started kind of just looking at forms and drawing hands in motion, arms in motion, legs in motion, feet in motion, legs in motion, you know, just to get the frame, the reference.
Oh,
of,
I see
you know,
what you're saying now. Hit him, he's skipping.
I'm talking about different body parts, you yeah. Idiot. Wow, are you high or something? Jesus.
Bud is talking.
What the fuck was that?
He was. It sounded. I'll go back and I'll mark the time where it's.
Please do.
Like
I want to.
Or better yet, my I know like my sister will be listening, so she'll go, yeah, I think it did sound like that. She'll agree.
But
with
anyway,
me.
So I.
Watch her just disagree, just to disagree.
Anyway, so I just started learning how to refine it and like
so this
learn.
This was what in the last 2-3 years.
Maybe
in the last 2 or 3 years.
Maybe when I got to this particular position, like after it got to where it is, like at the level where I can really do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And you know, work was my zen point. I think it was because you know, like I had tons of shit at home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like it became my sanctuary. I think my boss just like. Gave me easy shit to do, you know, just to kind of busy work because, yeah. Yeah, man, they fucking bent over backwards for us over there. That's just cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they let me take anything off. But anyway, she knew that, you know, I would just draw. You know, it was like, I didn't know. You know, found it really that I did it good. But, yeah, I just got better at it. I could, anything, you know, it's like, oh, okay. It's after you learn, just like, it's like go with your fuck ups, and what Matt Groening said. He's like, draw what makes you laugh. It's like, it's a good idea, and it really that's kind of what you just kind of did. It's like shit that makes you laugh, and you're like, all right, you know, chuckle worthy stuff. Like at work, I think, you know, my boss hands out these little flyers with the things that need to be worked on. Like these are important. Need to work these. You need to get it fixed now, you know. And the list is on there. And she had two little, like, you know, word art babies on Yeah. You know, one going, I'll show you a picture of it. Both, like, there's a little black baby and a little white baby. And they're...
Oh, no.
Just hold on there. Stay with me. Stay with me. It's a little white baby and a little black baby.
This can't end good.
And they're facing opposite directions. And it's like the quote was, you know, something like, we're almost there. We can crawl our way to victory. You know, we're there. And that was the whole theme. And I just, for some reason, I'm able to take it instantly to the darkest place of my mind. So what I did was draw these two babies. They were attached by a rope, like they were tug of war. And between them, there is a pit. And with the pit, there's like a, I drew like a, just a monster coming up with claws and tentacles and cobra. And there's a bear, you know, there's a shark coming up. And it says,
oh,
like,
I remember this. Okay.
Like, it says, ready, set, go. And it has basically these two babies, you know, tug of war over this pit of death. And, you know, I just drew it and drew it over. She goes, man, she goes, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, what? It's funny. You know, but she's like, how do you do that? I was like, I don't know. Just kind of go blank and you just kind of do it real quick. I got really good at doing really quick sketches or just. Like, I don't know.
Where does that come from? Because I get inspiration for something, and it's like, oh, okay. And it comes,
like,
and it's like...
Everybody, like, dude, this dude at work, he goes, dude, you're in the wrong business. I was like, I like what I do. I mean, it gives me free time to goof off. I mean, it's like, I don't know if it's something that I would be for. Okay, like...
If you were forced to do
that. Forced to do it, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a whole difference, like... I don't like to draw, like, here at home for some weird reason. I can't really draw at home.
Well, I'm looking at 73 inches of why you wouldn't. You have a 73-inch TV. Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. I have a 46. I mean, I'm not even watching TV. I'll turn it on just to have it on.
Yeah.
I'm listening to something. I'm working at home.
Yeah, I can see where that could be a fucking huge distraction.
Yeah, no, it's 73 inches of distraction. So,
at work, you know, like, I think it's mainly right now because we're at a new place and it's not really our spot yet because they're still relocating us. So, I don't think it's because I'm comfortable there yet. Like, I think once I get comfortable, I'll, like, maybe my mind will kick back into that creative. But, like, every now and then I can kind of, like, kick start an idea and then, like, I can crack one out real quick, you know, as bad as it sounds. I know you're... And jerk off, too.
Hey.
Anyway, so, you know, I could... It just works like that. I don't know why, but like it just depends on the mood. I don't know.
Where does it come from? Or why do we have it? And
you know, like this, you know, like this one, the one guy at work. I tell you, that comic book nerd. You know, we would sit there and like I go into way into comic book detail with
you.
Yeah,
like
I just totally lose you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, me and him would go back and forth with comic book stuff. You know, that's what was our, you know, fucking rapport. You know, at overnights, and. Anyway, he had a. Where was I going with that? Bring me back.
The muse. Looking for inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
anyway,
where does inspiration come from?
He would draw these, like, pictures out of the X-Men or something like that, or, like, any superheroes, and I would shade them in. I was the inker.
Oh, you're the inker. That's right. You told me about that. And
so
it was like,
I would
you're an inker.
Like, he would draw it, you know, and I would shade it in and, you know, create the shadow and everything like that. And I just kind of. That's when I was on overnight. Remember I told you because I had so much free time, man. Dude, that was awesome. I mean, seriously, that was like the best time
I've
ever had.
You worked overnights for years.
Dude, it was...
Had different jobs, too, yeah.
I was a total just a night owl, you know?
I remember that time. Weren't you and Latasha carpooling or something at one point?
We worked
and there was a really bad storm, and then you drove home or something like that? I remember
Wow, dude, that was a while back.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but, dude, it doesn't seem that long ago, but you look back, it is a long time ago.
2005 was 6 years ago
that's
now.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
2005.
I'm, like, looking back, and I remember that song, that annoying song, Lynn, You Still My Sunshine.
How long ago was that song, though?
Play it. You have to play it now.
No. I am not going to play song. I know the song. If you steal my sunshine,
Anyway, that song was like 1998 or 99.
Wow, really?
Yes, that's my point. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Man, I remember all those songs from the late 90s when I was going to college. Yeah. I don't like them only because I hated that point in college so much that when I hear those songs, it takes me back to working where I was working, being in college, feeling completely frustrated and lost in college for the whole time. It's weird because I noticed lately that I've gotten to a point where I just, it's not that I don't care, it's just that I'm okay with what's going on now, so I'm okay with what I am and what I'm doing now, that I go back and I'm like, I was so angry in college, and that people that knew me in college are expecting me to just be still that huge force of rage and everything, and it's how's it going?
You were very bitter.
Yeah. You were bit him too. Hey. But being, and it's like, oh, well.
But yeah, like I said, you remember, you're young, dude. You don't know how to deal with that fucking anger yet. Like I said, you're way, like, can you imagine that? Like, we talked about this, like, later when we got a little bit older. I think we're, like, mid-20s. We're talking about how kids going overseas, like, to fucking Iraq, and they're in that frame of mind. They don't know how to deal with shit yet. Like,
no.
I'm in my fucking 30s, and I'm still, like, getting a grasp on how I should be.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, fuck, how the fuck can they deal
with
shit?
You're 19, 20, and they put a machine gun in your hand, and you have to go kill somebody that you don't know, you really don't know why. There's an overlying theme, but that theme is a complete and total lie. Thanks, Obama, again.
Calm down. Calm down. It's me, man.
No, politics, I mean, to a point where it's... I'd almost rather fight about religion than politics. That's how just terrible it is.
Let's take them Mormons out.
Oh, the Mormons. They've been leaving stuff at my house lately. I have a couple of those little, you're going to hell books.
All right, cool. It's like, you know what? It's like, you're hell. Okay, awesome, whatever.
I had a Jehovah's Witness come by. It was last summer.
Hold that thought.
But my story was good. Oh, now he's playing the stupid If You Steal My Sunshine song. Hold on, I'm going to point the mic. So now you can hear it if you steal. This guy, they made one record. This one song was a huge hit. And the guy quit it. And I think he went back to doing whatever he was doing. But he quit doing this and he's done. So it's a good thing. He went in, made a hit song, left. Yeah, that was his sister. Doesn't it end in the... No, this is the wrong guy. Sorry. I'm thinking of Don't Let Go. You got the music in you. That's a different...
I almost sung that.
That's the closest I'll get to singing, folks. Sorry. My sister's like, don't sing. I can see her IM on Monday. Why did you sing? No, that guy quit. I don't know what happened with this. I was listening to Sex and Candy the other day. I smell sick. Remember that song? And it's like, it takes me back. I remember I was in college, and I remember the people that told me about this song, and I remember, Fastball, same conversation. Them and the Marcy Playground were exactly the same to me. If you told me they were the same band, I'd be like, yeah, okay. Fastball. Man. They're all selling Buicks now somewhere.
From Austin.
Were they from Austin? I didn't know that.
Oh, found this on my doorstep today. My doorknob this morning.
Okay, so on his doorknob, this is a bottle of water. And on it in Spanish is agua bendita. So it's water that's been blessed, basically. It's holy water. I can't, my Spanish isn't that good.
No, it's good to keep in case the vampires come around.
So it's holy water and it's all in Spanish. Great. This Sunday, there's a grand congregation with, directly translated, it's water benedicted, I guess. So it's...
Well, we've been talking for the longest time.
Well, this has been many segments, and the first two segments went up in smoke, basically.
That's true.
venga y traiga esta botella para que echemos tres gotitas. I can hear my sister yelling at me, "You didn't say that right." And luckily, it's just not my dad. My dad would, whenever my dad hears people speak Spanish incorrectly, I mean, I think he basically like gets lit on fire. ¿Cómo hacer uso ben, you take three drinks from it and you say a prayer. That's one way to use it. The second way to use it is to take away, to take away sickness, bad, it's directly translated bad vibrations.
Bad vibes.
Bad vibes. It's almost literally that.
But, Gary, want some holy water?
It'll make you bleed.
In case vampires come around, man.
Dude, it's not real holy water. There's no such thing as real holy water. It's like saying that's not a real vampire.
I think you got to keep this.
I can't have it. It'll burn my skin. Para otros usamos no hagas un mucho mi feo.
Do you realize how old that taco is?
And the other one.
Man, I hate you, man. You're able to eat that. It's just nothing to you.
Yeah, that's flaming diarrhea.
Dude, once you get in your 30s, all that shit comes to a screeching halt.
21 right now,
I'm still
going strong.
Oh, yeah. As I said, enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Man. I used to live off of Taco Bell tacos.
Dude, I used to be
79-cent tacos.
Fucking the 99-cent double cheeseburgers from McDonald's, dude.
Yeah.
I could pound those fucking, wow. Boom. They were great. Now, I can't even, if I even take like two bites, I'm like shitting like my asshole out like a quart of apple. And it's fucking bad. You're like,
that sort of didn't make any sense, but that's fine.
You know what I mean.
I knew what you meant, though. That's the sad thing. I knew what you meant. But what was the... Oh, I used to... Remember when Whoppers were 99 cents for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We would live off
99 cent Whoppers. This fucker loves Burger King. Burger King is his shit.
So Steve got a little plastic bottle of holy water, and somehow it became holy.
Carrie does it pretty good. Oh, yeah. He does it when he plays God of War. And it's almost contagious. So we're doing it one day. And his mom's like, my brother was, Matt was here with us. So it was when all three of us were together, we're just fucking retards. Like, then Carrie started just doing that. Then Matthew would alternate. We were all sort of doing it back and forth, so it was like, at least it's like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? We're just like laugh at her, you know, like she doesn't get it, you know, like it's funny to us, or like how she'll never understand how we can laugh our balls off at Kung Pao Fist of Fury.
It's they never got around to doing another one, which is probably better that way. Just leave it as it is.
It's brilliantly funny.
What was the thing, the little squeak that the woman would make? The
wee woo wee woo wee woo. He found her in a kung fu movie.
Yeah, oh, in a real
Bruce Lee, she's in a Bruce. She was actually in that movie, dude. I was like, he goes, it's a what's her name, Carrie?
Wee
wee. I remember laughing my ass off, dude. I was crying from laughing. I had to like hold my jacket up to my mouth because I was laughing. I just couldn't control myself. And like Matt and them, they're all like, "What the fuck's wrong with you?" Like I've never seen people next to me. They're like looking at me like I was fucking retarded. But I just couldn't stop. It was just the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. And they're like, man, that was a stupid movie. I was like, watch it again. Just appreciate for what it is.
It's a live action cartoon. And then it takes it and it doubles it.
Exactly.
And then it goes a little bit more.
It was a live action cartoon. That's exactly what it was. It was, you know, a Looney Tunes movie that, you know, filmed humans. And it was just fucking hilarious. And that's it. It's Bud. He's acting stupid on the Matt over there. Oh, boy.
Have you seen him before? No. Well, twice.
I wonder how long Bud would live in the microwave if I put him in there for 30 seconds. And listen in on that note.
Okay.